Welcome to Believers Academy. I'm George Pearsons, Senior Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. We're so glad that you're studying with us. This is Lesson 9 of The Best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. Gloria Copeland and I will be talking today about the God of the Breakthrough Will Visit Your House. Now, this study is based on a more extensive teaching by Jerry Savelle. And we'll learn in this that there are three keys to produce God's visitation in our finances. And we'll explain these keys using real people, real situations spoken of in the Bible. You can absolutely put your faith in these promises for your breakthrough. Now, I've prepared notes on all 50 lessons. You can find them below the video along with other study aids. We really want you to benefit from all that God has planned for you. So feel free to pause this presentation. You can look up scriptures. You can make notes. You can even rewind it and go back again and again to make sure that you get everything. Now, the God of the breakthrough is about to visit your house. Let's see exactly how He's going to do that. You were asking me what big day this was of all the days we preached on prosperity. It's day number 36.
36.
So I just like, Gloria, when we talked about this the last time that I said to you, I said, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you said to me, let's try.
Yeah, let's try.
So that's what we're trying to do is to exhaust.
And Pastor George is so sweet to put it all on the internet so you can have it, share it with your family, your church. Prosperity is the will of God. You know, there's a lot of people hurting.
That's right.
Because in the natural, things are not flowing like we'd like for them to out in the natural realm. And so on the news, you hear bad news and you hear this and you hear that. But that's why we have the good news, is to overcome the bad news. And so share this with your family. You can preach this. You've got the scriptures. You get the scriptures and go for it.
I've been thinking about going back and doing it again in our church.
I think that's great.
Hitting it over and over and over until we get it down on the inside.
That's right. That's right.
What we're going to be talking about today, Gloria, is something that our friend Jerry Savelle has preached.
Brother Jerry.
And, you know, the things that you and Kenneth have taught me over the last 35 years that I've been here, 36 since I first heard Kenneth preach.
Do you remember the first part of Jerry's testimony, how he and Carolyn, when they came to Fort Worth, they came with very little.
Very little.
Very little. But
yeah,
they'd heard a little
right.
word, and they wanted more word.
That's right.
And, of course, God is so awesomely blessed them.
They
have a marvelous compound of
beautiful
out in the country, and
yep.
their ministry, their church.
Yep.
And it works
it's
anywhere.
Prospering. It works. It really does work. And Brother Jerry, I was watching him on his broadcast a few weeks ago, and I was thinking about all of these series of prosperity that we're doing. Well, he started to preach. And he brought something back up that he's preached in our convention in the Fort Worth and convention in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we need to bring this today to the prosperity table.
Amen. Oh, that's
and
a good way to say it.
So let me give a little bit of background on this first. Jerry, in February of 2004, experienced a visitation from the Lord. He had just arrived in Liberty, Texas. And he checked into his hotel. He was going to rest before the service. And right when he lay down on his bed, the Lord visited him.
Praise
and
God.
Gave him a word. Listen to the word that the Lord gave to Brother Jerry. You have it there in your notes in that first section of A4.
Here, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Lord said this to Brother Jerry, "My people are overwhelmed by financial attacks. I want you to tell them that the God of the breakthrough will visit their home.
Praise
tell
God.
Them that they know me as Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, but they don't know me as the God of the breakthrough. If they did, they wouldn't be so quick to give up.
That's right.
I want you to show them how to position themselves to receive the God of the breakthrough in their home."
Praise
that was
God.
The word from the Lord.
Isn't that awesome?
So during those conventions that he taught this in several years ago, The Lord showed us how to be positioned for a breakthrough. Gloria, are you ready for a breakthrough?
I'm always ready for a breakthrough.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a breakthrough. And I know that people that are watching us right now, so many of them are ready for a financial prosperity breakthrough in their lives. So let's take a look
Praise
at this.
Turn God, to first, this is going to be great.
1 Kings chapter 17. The Lord took him over to 1 Kings 17, and we'll read the account of this, starting with verse 8. And it said, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, I called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God lives, I do not have a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.
Things were looking pretty bad.
It was serious. It was a serious situation that was going on there. And Elijah said to her, fear not.
Fear not.
And that's what the Lord is saying today to the folks that are watching. Fear not. The God of the breakthrough is visiting your home right now. Even in our broadcast today,
Amen.
The Lord is visiting these people.
Yes.
So, verse 13, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a cake first and bring it to me, and after make for you and for your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither the cruse of
Praise
oil fail,
God.
Until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Now, my cross-reference here says they ate a full year.
Wow.
From that. That's supernatural.
Remember that. She went and did.
She went and did. That's one of the keys.
That's
a major key. And the barrel of meal wasted not, or it never was empty, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. So we see here a woman that was in a situation, a desperate situation. Gloria, there are so many people that are in desperate situations right now. They need to know the God of the breakthrough, and that the God of the breakthrough will visit their home.
Amen.
And so, Brother Jerry,
that's great.
The
like
Lord
it.
Gave him three keys that will produce supernatural breakthrough. Do you want to know what they are?
Oh, of course.
Let's do it.
You know
three
I do.
Keys.
All right, one, two, three.
All right, key number one. A supernatural breakthrough requires a prophetic word from God. That prophetic word Brother Jerry was talking about was a rhema word. It was a word that speaks to you. It's a word from God's word that talks to you.
That's
and the,
good.
The prophet told the woman, if she did what he said to do, she would experience a breakthrough. And so he said to her, make me a cake first. Now what that was going to do, that was a word from the Lord. That was a specific word that that prophet gave to that
now,
woman.
Now, George, think about it. If you went to one of your people's, one of your members' house, and they were their children were crying because they were hungry and they hadn't had any food and they were skinny, and you said, feed me first.
Feed me first.
That would be tough, wouldn't it?
That would be tough. But that opened up something on the inside of her.
Yeah.
That was the...
Those were anointed words.
That was the point of contact that she needed to loose that faith on the inside for her to be able to do. And that's what giving does. Giving will open a door on the inside. I heard Keith Moore talk about this one time. He talked about your heart and that the wider, it's like the aperture of a camera. The wider the camera is, the more light comes in.
Isn't that good?
And Keith said this, when you give, you that same opening that you give from is the same opening that you receive into.
I see that.
So the wider you are in your giving, the bigger the capacity to receive.
I can see that, Brother Copeland.
Well,
wide open giver.
He's got a...
And he is a receiver.
He is a receiver.
That's right.
I mean, you and I won't get into the details of this, but just yesterday we were together talking, and there was a particular need that we knew about in the ministry. And Brother Copeland told us when he saw that need, he took it before the Lord and he presented his grant to the Lord. But we all realize that Brother Copeland is a giver around here. So he presented that, and within a day,
that's true,
the need was completely met.
One check,
and the need was met.
Man.
Well, that was what was happening with this woman. The Lord knew that this woman needed to give in order to receive. Something happens on the inside of us when we give. And that's what the Lord showed her. So we must be
position. It's like an opening. There's an opening. Yeah. You make an opening. I can just see something making an opening.
And the,
to come back
to you.
You're sowing open something.
And all she did, she made a cake for him. But that opened
up. But that was her. Me, that was
what
she needed to eat.
That's all she had.
That's right.
But she gave that willingly and openly. And what happened was it opened the floodgates.
Yeah, that's great. I can see that.
And so what Brother Jerry was saying was that we need to set aside time to hear the plan of God for our breakthrough. And I know that you and Kenneth have done this. Whenever we have needed a breakthrough in the ministry here, you set aside time to pray, to seek the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And most often, I've seen with you and he and with us too, when we go before the Lord with a need, most likely he's going to talk to us about sowing a seed. When we come to him with some kind of a need in our lives, inevitably, it's going to come right down to us taking action and sowing a seed.
That's right.
So the first key.
Let me throw something in for us.
Yeah.
I was thinking about most of you know, you're normal people. We're abnormal people here. and you might be, you know, you might get a big electric bill and you lay hold to pay it and you know, you're believing God to pay it. But when we get a bill, it's to pay the entire world to see television.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's $1 million, $2 million.
That's right.
And it's just, it proves it doesn't matter how big it is, how big's out here, it matters how big's in here. Your receiver,
that's
your
good.
Hold to
that's
receive.
Good. How big out there matters how big in here.
It doesn't matter how big it is out here.
It doesn't matter how big it is out there.
What's important is how big is your faith? How big is your ability? How big is that receiving hole of faith in your life?
And he was building her faith. He was doing what it took for her to build her faith. And we read throughout the New Testament, according to your faith, be it unto you according to your faith. And he knew that the sowing of that seed was crucial to the prosperity, not only the survival of her life, but for the future prosperity.
It was not just a little meal. It was her whole future.
That's
right. Living was in that meal.
You know, the New Living Testament of verse 16 says, no matter how much they used, there was always enough left over in the container.
Amplified says, the jar of meal was not spent. The jar of meal was not spent. And the bottle, neither did the bottle of oil fail according to the word which the Lord through Elijah.
Yep.
Glory to God.
The God of the breakthrough.
This is the word of God.
Her house.
Hallelujah.
Based on the word. So the first key was, you have to receive a word from the Lord. Now, when Jerry was talking about this on his broadcast, his daughter Terry was with him and she said, Dad, she said, what do people do to hear from the Lord? And he just started talking about spending time with the Lord in the Word, spending quiet time to hear that plan. And you know, Psalm 85, 8 says, I will hear what the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people and to His saints.
I will hear.
And so, yeah, you have to say that. I will hear what the Lord will speak to me. And I've seen many times in this ministry, whenever we've had a need here, the Lord will speak to Brother Copeland.
Big stuff.
About sowing some big seed. Well, he yeah. got the plan from God, and you can receive the plan from God as well. So that's the first key, to receive a word from the Lord. The second key is a supernatural breakthrough requires a willingness to receive and obey that prophetic word.
Yes, that's right.
It's one thing
that's
to hear.
That's faith.
That's faith. Uh-huh. It's one thing to hear from the Lord, and the Lord is saying, to answer this need that you have in your life, you need to sow this seed. It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing entirely to believe it and obey it, to obey that word. And the widow went and did exactly what the prophet told her to do.
Remember that. She went and did.
She went.
She went and did.
And did. She
That's
went.
That's important.
And she
went
did.
And did. Hallelujah.
Yeah. In Isaiah 1:9, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
That's good.
So we are willing and obedient.
That's right.
So this is what I do. I say this over myself. I say, I hear the plan of God. I know exactly what to do. The Lord is showing me a rhema word, a word that is alive to me on the inside, direction that I need to be able to answer this need. And I am willing and obedient to do whatever He tells me to do quickly.
Amen.
To act quickly.
You know, when we first started tithing, we were extremely broke and in
yeah,
debt.
That's right.
We had bills and we were broke. And our tithe would have been a little dab, but it was a little dab we needed to do us.
Oh,
you know
yes.
what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the same thing you come to when it comes to tithing. And thank God He helped us to do it, you know, to do that, to tithe.
And the tithe opens the windows
oh,
of heaven.
Yes.
Pours out the blessing that there is not room enough to receive it all. But you were doing
it's all
that.
All about obedience.
Terry and I, we did something that Kenneth has talked about A.W. and Vanetta Copeland doing. When they got married, they committed to tithe.
Yes, he's told me that.
And when Terry and I got married, we'd been tithing before that separately, but when we got married, we committed to tithe all the days of our lives. And we have, to the best of our ability, Terry and I have tithed on everything that has come in.
Well, to my ability to remember, when Ken and I got married, I never heard of a tithe. Never heard of tithing. Think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
I remember my granddad. He was a deacon in the church, and he would pass the plate, mm-hmm. you know, every
yep.
week they'd
yep.
pass the plate, and there'd,
yep.
you know, maybe a dollar or something
oh,
in
my.
There. I mean, this is a little country church, and I never heard of tithing, never.
Yeah.
Until, you know, I began to grow up spiritually. That's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It's terrible.
But you, I have heard it now.
But
heard
once you heard that word, you were quick to obey it.
Yes.
And you obeyed the word. Well, that's what the second key here is, to be quick to obey that word. If the Lord is telling you, if you've been off the tithe, I believe it's the Lord speaking to you right now. You get back on the tithe.
Oh,
you,
my goodness.
You get right back in there because you can't afford not to.
This is no time
tithe.
To shut the door.
Absolutely not. And you
on
need
finances.
To you need to read Malachi 3:10, 11, 12 and see what belongs to you in that tithe. Well,
really tithing gets us out of the natural realm.
It does.
Puts us out of the natural
yeah.
realm. When we tithe in faith,
yeah.
we get in the spiritual realm with our money. And it doesn't matter what whether there's a recession, a depression, what's happening.
Exactly.
God will see to,
He'll see to it.
The tither. He's obligated. He said He
That's
would.
Right. That's
the
right.
windows of heaven, not just see to us, not just give us a little soup when we're starving.
Yeah.
But He'll
the
open
windows
the windows of heaven.
And pour out.
In season and out of season.
In season and out of season.
Amen.
Gloria, the third key that Brother Jerry was talking about, and you can go to Jerry Savelle's website and order his book. It's a magnificent book, as well as the CDs. You should get that. But the third key to this is a supernatural breakthrough requires the sowing of a significant seed. And a significant seed is a seed that is valuable to you. And it says in verse 15 and 16, she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, a full year, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. So she sowed a significant seed. And a significant seed is something, it's simply a seed that is something that is valuable to you. Today, we are believing for the God of the breakthrough to visit your house. And Brother Jerry laid out by the word of the Lord what it's going to take. It takes hearing from God to know what to do.
Obedience.
It takes obeying the Lord. And it takes a significant seed, sowing something that is important to you. Can I pray over them right now?
Yes.
Let's believe God for the God of the breakthrough to come into their household.
Thank
Father,
you,
in Jesus' name. We are believing this word that you spoke to Brother Jerry, and that those that are struggling with financial attack right now, we open the door for the God of the breakthrough to visit their homes.
Jesus,
the God of the breakthrough visiting your home, visiting your finances, visiting your financial body. And Lord, we all, even here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we receive the God of the breakthrough.
Yes, amen.
In our household.
We open the door.
We open the door for it. We receive it, we take it, and we believe it.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Glory
to God.
Aren't you glad that the God of the breakthrough is visiting your house today? Welcome Him into your home and just see what is about to happen. Our last lesson is titled, Sow Your Way Out of Financial Pressure. Whether your financial pressures are large or small, God has a plan, a perfect plan, for you to become financially free. And you'll find out what God told Brother Copeland years ago when we were $1 million behind, and how what God said is still working for us today. Until next time, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.